Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Nick Schimmick with Pioneer Seeds joining us this week during our Seed to Feed. We mentioned harvesting right now has seen some pretty ideal weather and conditions.
Yeah, we've had some good conditions overall. Now, we've had some rains that slowed things down. I know beans probably have been the more struggle than anything. As we're trying to wait for them to get it back to the right moisture, we were so hot at the beginning of harvest that we were losing. Beans are going down 9%, it seemed like, and then now we're kind of waiting for them to get back to 13 after we've had some rain. But, you know, the nice part is that we've been able to get into some corn. I mean, a lot of the corn that's been coming off at the same time has been, you know, an ideal moisture. It's sub 25%, getting to low 20s, and some less dropping below 20%. So, overall, the corn in terms of moisture has been there, so if we can't go on beans, at least we've been able to go on corn and keep it moving. So, hopefully this rain doesn't delay us too long, and we can kind of keep harvest rolling.
Now, when it comes to drying costs, a lot of farmers would like to save some money there, and, well, this year they have been able to do so. Nick talks about the ideal drying range of your corn crop.
My ideal harvest time, though, to be around for corn, if we could get in there, once you start dropping below 25% on corn, 24%, 22% on corn, it'd be great to get started. Now, I know that's going to vary depending on every grower and what the drying setup is and logistics with that, but you know, the one thing I'll say is that, yes, it's great to get free drying out in the field, we call that, with some natural air drying. But at the same time, the longer it sits in the field, we know the more compromised those stalks are going to be and more potential for losses that way. And then usually if we got to wait for a dry down, we don't get much dry down and conditions for good dry down once we get into November. So because we get colder too and then take more gas to dry it down. So there can be some benefits in terms of trade-offs. Yeah, we may be harvesting a little more wet. But at the same time, we can maybe get a little more, capture a little more yield as stocks are standing better, and maybe not have to use much gas. It's drier on the ambient air, temperatures are drier, and we won't use much gas that way. So there can be some benefits going that way. Like I said, it kind of just depends on everybody's logistics, though, and what the drying setup is and what they can handle.
Now, besides yields, Nick Schimmick with Pioneer Seeds, who is joining us on your Saturday morning Central Minnesota Farm Report, says he's looking beyond yield in that data. He's also looking at stocks and their conditions here as harvesting continues.
Yeah, good question, right? This time of year is a great time to see how late season standability is. So at least for our scoring or stock strength scoring, you'll see that a lot of that is late season stocks and how well is the stock integrity and are they holding up here as we get into harvest. So yeah, we look at yield. Yield's of course the most important, right? Everyone wants to know how it's yielding and what the moisture and whatnot. But I say the other thing is, yeah, I love to look at agronomic observations, and most of that right now is looking at, okay, how is that late season intactness? Are those stocks still standing good, or are they cannibalizing really fast, allowing stock rot set in? And there's also other things like plant health, late season plant health. You know, you can really tell those hybrids that had some good stay green and stayed really healthy all the way through black layer, which is kind of the goal, because we want to keep pumping everything we can into a year all the way through black layer and try not to senesce as long as possible. So that's some good observations that we're able to get this time of year. And then riding in combines and as they're starting to take pods out, we can really tell which hybrids had some of the late season plant health and how well hybrids are standing as we're starting to get into the end of October.
Nick says overall, looking back, there was some pest pressure this growing season.
Yeah, overall, it seems like pests, and I guess it kind of varies a little bit there in terms of pests, but overall, it seems like pests were a little bit higher than average. You know, you look at some specific ones like spider mites, corn rootworm this year, you know, those ones are probably heavier than normal. You know, they survive better in dry conditions as well. So you look at the kind of year that we had, we kind of expected a little more pressure from that. You know, we also had green clover worm mixed in there. We had alfalfa weevils early on. You know, so we had some grasshoppers in there too. So, you know, a lot of that is based on conditions and survivability, and we had a lot more pest pressure because of more survivability because of that. So, yeah, now we're getting to this point of the year. It's kind of a good point to start looking almost into it's hard to look almost into next year, but we started talking about next year already, right? We started making decisions. And we kind of a good thing is remember some of the pest pressure that we had and, you know, things like corn rootworm specifically that can carry over the next year. How do we manage that going into 2024? It'll be
Nick Schimmick with Pioneer Seeds joining us on our Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning. I mentioned to Nick, I've seen a handful of farmers out there putting some fertilizer on their alfalfa fields.
I guess alfalfa stands, one thing this time of year that we're talking about is, of course, if we're not taking that last cutting, but making sure that we got the good fertility out there too. You know, are we spreading a good amount of dry out there, especially our potassium? It's a big potassium user. So making sure that we're getting, we're almost putting it to bed, right? Putting good fertility out there as it's going into winter and kind of going dormant. But yeah, and then if we are spraying something out there, I have seen a fungicide. It's kind of been very hit and miss in terms of the effectiveness of it, but we've gotten some of these late, I guess, dewy mornings and things like that, and you start seeing some rust even on the grass, right? So I know some of that maybe be sneaking into the alfalfa too.
Nick Schimmick with Pioneer Seeds. I mentioned to Nick we haven't seen that good old-fashioned fall hard frost yet, and is that good or is that bad?
The yield's done. We're not adding anything in corn. Beans aren't there. All it is sort of letting those last little green pockets or leaves hang on to the beans. Just they're thinking that maybe they can suck up a little more water if they can. So really it causes a lot more variability in moisture, just especially in beans, because they're waiting for them to try and even out. So I would say on the big picture at this point in the year, it's bad. We're almost ready for the frost, ready for things to even out, to balance out those low areas and high areas to kind of take the last little bit of green out of it. What it is causing, though, and what I've been getting a lot of questions on over these last few weeks, is making combines really dusty. So I don't know if anybody's noticed that you're getting really dusty combines. And you look on the corn plants, and it almost looks like they're covered in black. And the question is, well, what is the cause of this? Is it a disease? Is it something that's going to be bad for us, you know, in terms of grain quality, anything like that? And really the typical answer is no, it's not. It's called a saprophytic fungi, and really what it is it's just a opportunistic fungi that feeds on decaying plant matter, and really in years like this where we don't get a hard frost and we have some of that slow dying of some of that plant matter, that it survives on these leaves and on these husks, and it makes it really black and dusty. It's not a bad thing. It just makes things really dusty. It's not going to degrade stalks. It's not going to cause grain quality issues, but you probably will see it on more dusty conditions at harvest. So something just to watch out for, being getting questions on as we kind of get into this fall now without a really hard freeze, like you mentioned.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, Nick Schimmick with Pioneer Seeds.